Right, so our final session. Let's adjust our posture, our physical posture, and then our attitude. So the physical posture, as well as you can, nice straight spine. Couple of deep breaths as you breathe in. Straighten your posture as you breathe out. Let all the tension drop from your neck and shoulders. Bring your focus inwards, becoming aware of the rising and falling of the breath. Becoming aware of the state of your mind, like taking a snapshot. And being aware that just like with us, we struggle with our distractions and our sinking mind or our agitated mind, craving or boredom or annoyance, all of these things. This is actually what we have in common with everybody else as well. Everyone, too, is at the mercy of their mind, tossed to and fro, and not being able to connect with our true nature. So, setting our motivation to be able to remove all of these karmic veils and still our mind to reconnect with that innate, pristine, pure nature, the Dharmakaya nature of our mind, no different from the Buddha's. And that by pacifying our own mind, we'll be able to help others. Straight away, we'll at least be able to refrain from harm. And wherever we can help, but not just leaving it at that, but thinking, may we be able to bring the ultimate help and benefit to all sentient beings. And thinking that we are not alone in this, but we have the refuge field to inspire us, to show us the way, to protect us along the way. And we have the three jewels of refuge to take refuge in as a safe refuge. So Shakyamuni Buddha, in front of him, our guru, all the surrounding assembly in their great multitude, all with desks in front of their seats, piled high with Dharma texts. And these Dharma texts are radiant, humming with the sound of the Dharma, the embodiment of all the realizations. And think also surrounding close to your root guru there in front of the Buddha are all your gurus of this life. And everyone is looking at the Buddha. Except for your guru and the Buddha, who are looking directly at you and accepting you, caring for you. And we ourselves, amidst this vast assembly, Then from our heart, take refuge and generate bodhicitta. Tāgī jīnsoi kīpē sōnāng kī, chōlā pāñcē sāngkē drōpā shōr. I go for refuge until I am enlightened to the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Supreme Assembly. By my practice of giving and other perfections, may I become a Buddha to benefit all sentient beings. The Four Immeasurables. May all sentient beings have happiness and its causes. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and its causes. May all sentient beings never be separated from the happiness that is without suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from the bias of attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. The Seven Limb Prayer. Reverently, I prostrate with my body, speech, and mind. I present clouds of every type of offering, actual and imagined. I declare all my negative actions accumulated since beginningless time and rejoice in the merit of all holy and ordinary beings. Please remain until the end of psychic existence and turn the wheel of Dharma for living beings. I dedicate my own and others' merits to the great enlightenment. Offering a mandala. Poi sa si poi chi cho e se metto. Sankhya Shindu Mite Thank your mandala is most joyously received. And so our meditation to seal our practice against leakage. So again, settling into a comfortable position, allowing your body to feel supported. And your breath to find its natural rhythm. And with each inhale and exhale, let your mind become still, like a clear mountain lake undisturbed by wind. And bring to mind your sincere wish to transform intellectual understanding into direct experience for the benefit of all beings. As you breathe deeply, recognize that true Dharma practice involves cultivating realizations that fundamentally change your mind stream. And this involves consciously cultivating realizations that change our very instinctual impetus. These realizations arise when wisdom, born from deep reflection, becomes integral to your mental continuum. This wisdom transforming how you perceive reality. Without such realizations, practice remains superficial. It can even create spiritual complacency rather than the liberation from suffering that we're seeking. A genuine realization reflects truth in your mind clearly, like an undistorted mirror showing perfect reflections. So, remembering that what a realization is an experiential awareness that comes from inferential cognition. So, how does inferential cognition differ from mere conceptual understanding? Inferential cognition penetrates beyond concepts through a sustained analysis. Like a mirror revealing an object's true nature rather than its surface. In your practice, how might you be mistaking knowledge for realization? Notice if your understanding remains theoretical rather than transformative. Similar to a clouded mirror showing just dim images or distorted images. How might realizations generated in the mind, inferential cognitions, how might they transform your response to challenges? For instance, how might realizing impermanence transform your response to challenges? The genuine realization shifts responses from attachment to wisdom. just as a clear reflection enables a precise, compassionate action. So as we do our final recitations, really commit to transforming intellectual understanding into direct experience, into an experience in your heart beyond words that arises through consistent and dedicated practice. And in this way, we can progressively dismantle ignorance. And beautify our journey towards enlightenment with the jewels and the lights of realizations. So we can do the refuge recitations. I take refuge until I'm enlightened in the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Supreme Assembly. By my merits of generosity and so forth, may I become a Buddha to benefit transmigratory beings. I take refuge until I'm enlightened in the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Supreme Assembly. By my merits of generosity and so forth, may I become a Buddha to benefit transmigratory beings. I take refuge until I'm enlightened in the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Supreme Assembly. By my merits of generosity and so forth, may I become a Buddha to benefit transmigratory beings. I take refuge in the three rare sublime ones. May I become a Buddha for the benefit of all transmigratory beings. I take refuge in the three rare sublime ones. May I become a Buddha for the benefit of all transmigratory beings. I take refuge in the three rare sublime ones. May I become a Buddha for the benefit of all transmigratory beings. I go for refuge to the Guru, to the Buddha, to the Dharma, to the Sangha. I go for refuge to the Guru, to the Buddha, to the Dharma, to the Sangha. I go for refuge to the Guru, to the Buddha, to the Dharma, to the Sangha. Lama la kyapsu chiyo, Sangya la kyapsu chiyo, Chela la kyapsu chiyo, Genjin la kyapsu Lama la kyapsu chiyo, la kyapsu Lama la kyapsu chiyo, Sangya la kyapsu chiyo, Chela la kyapsu Lama kyapsu chiyo, And as we accumulate our recitations, light streams from the refuge field from Shakyamuni Buddha and our gurus. The essence of this life, of this light, all of the realizations on the path to enlightenment, all the enlightened qualities, all the analysis, all the mind science streaming into you in the form of light that absorbs into you and fundamentally changes your heart. And feel that all of your efforts to listen, to contemplate, and familiarize your mind with the stages of the Lamrim and all the aspects of refuge, and in particular these four common nondros, that all of this very clear and solid foundation becomes the support for actual realizations, a change in your heart, in your whole experience of yourself and the world and all the beings in it. Feel that as the light flows from the refuge field, clarifying your mind, purifying all of the disturbing emotions and afflictive emotions and the distorted states of mind. Your mind becomes clean, clear, like a clean mirror, perfectly able to reflect reality as it is. But not only that is the intellectual understanding or intellectual knowledge, the correct analysis of reality. But because of the clean, clear nature of your mind, not just the reflection, but you can know the nature of all things. And that by training our mind in refuge, our mind changes. And as the light absorbs into you, feel this new way of being become part of every pore of your body, all your feelings and discrimination, all your aggregates, fundamentally changing in tone and feeling. All your intellectual knowledge deepening into an experiential awareness that comes from this analysis and a deep knowing. And also paying particular attention to all of the Dharma texts and how light and nectar streams from all of these Dharma texts. Very vibrant and blissful light, like water sparkling in sunlight, and this flows into you. All the realizations of the Dharma. And as they flow into you, they find their resting place within your whole system, absorbing into you. And you absorb all of the realizations, not just the knowledge, but the really deep knowing beyond words. And really feel how different you feel, how this meditations on the four thoughts that turn the mind away from samsara and towards the Dharma, these four are common nongdrows that lead to refuge. How engaging in these, both with our emotions but also with our intellect, has changed us, and how we have become true refugees under the guidance of the refuge field of the Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha. Beings with an actual refuge that we can turn to for guidance and protection. And feel this continuously as an act or an activity within your mind, deep within your being, as a source of light and inspiration. And feel how happy the merit field is with you, how pleased with you, and how they all promise to guide and protect you. And so gradually, the entire field of refuge begins to dissolve into light, into emptiness, its Dharmakaya nature. From the edges inwards, all of the Buddhas and the Bodhisattvas melting into light and absorbing into your guru. All the gurus, one by one, absorbing one into the next, and into your guru. And your guru, growing smaller and extremely radiant, absorbs into the Buddha's heart. And the Buddha, in turn, growing smaller and more radiant, comes across space to the crown of your head. Dissolving down through your crown, this light, incredible radiance, bright as a supernova, coming to rest at the level of your heart. And your body, speech, and mind become one with the Guru Buddha's body, speech, and mind. In the aspect of vast radiance, and in this radiance, meditate on the emptiness of the I. And from this transcendental wisdom and bliss, through the power of your bodhicitta, you arise into a form to continue helping sentient beings. And then we can have our dedication prayers. So, actually, there are some dedication prayers in the Gold Prayer Book, page 185, that we can read through first before doing the final prayers. And if you don't have the Gold Prayer Book at home there for our wonderful onliners, then just enjoy and listen. As a result of all my own merits, the three times and the merits of all the Buddhas, Bodhisattvas, and sentient beings, May the altruistic wish to achieve enlightenment be generated in my mind and the minds of all sentient beings without even a second's delay. And may that altruistic wish that has already been generated be increased. Whatever suffering sentient beings experience, may it ripen on me. Whatever merit and its resulting happiness I have accumulated, may it ripen upon others. In the land encircled by snow mountains, you are the source of all happiness and goodness. All-powerful Chenrezig Tenzin Gyatso, please remain until samsara ends. May the glorious Guru's lives be long and stable. May all beings equaling the extent of space have happiness. May I and others without exception accumulate merit and purify negativities. And may we be blessed to quickly attain Buddhahood. Due to the merits of the three times created by me, by others, and by the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, may we be able to meet perfectly qualified Mahayana virtuous friends in all our future lives. From our side, may we always see them as enlightened. May we always perform only actions most pleasing to the holy mind of the virtuous friends. May we always be able to fulfill their holy wishes immediately. Because of these merits, may my actions never cause even the slightest harm to any sentient being. Instead, may they bring only the greatest of benefit. Whatever suffering or happy life I experience may be only of the greatest benefit to others, causing them to achieve enlightenment as quickly as possible. Due to all the merits of the three times accumulated by me and by others, merely by seeing, hearing, remembering, touching, or talking to me, may any being be freed in that very second from all their sufferings, diseases, spirit harms, negative karmas, and obscurations, and abide in the peerless happiness of full enlightenment forever. Like Lama Tsongkhapa, may I be able to offer extensive benefits, equaling the limitless sky, to all sentient beings and the teachings of Buddha from now on in all future lives by having all the qualities of Lama Tsongkhapa within me. Just as the brave Manjushri and Samantabhadra too realize things as they are, I dedicate all these virtues in the best way that I may follow their perfect example. Whatever dedication the victorious ones gone to bliss of the three times have admired as best, I shall also perfectly dedicate in the same way all these roots of virtue so that I may perform good works. Due to the merits which are empty from their own side, accumulated over the three times by me and by the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, may I, who is empty from my own side, achieve the state of Shakyamuni Buddha's enlightenment, which is empty from its own side, and lead all sentient beings who are empty from their own side to that state as quickly as possible by myself alone. Because of the past, present, and future merit created by me and all the Buddhas, Bodhisattvas, and sentient beings, may I and my family, disciples, and all sentient beings be able to actualize completely in this very lifetime Lama Tsongkhapa's path of unified sutra and tantra, which is pure like refined gold. May this pure teaching of Lama Tsongkhapa spread in all directions and flourish forever. Because of all the merits of the three times created by me and all the Buddhas, Bodhisattvas, and other sentient beings, may there be no wars, famines, disease, quarreling, fighting, or unhappy minds. May there be great prosperity, and may everything needed be easily obtained. May all the human beings in the world be guided by spiritual leaders teaching only Dharma, and may everyone enjoy the happiness of Dharma. May everyone have perfect conditions and have only compassion and love for each other in their mind streams, and may they only benefit and never harm each other. May I and all others be able to live lives of pure moral conduct, like Lama Tsongkhapa himself. Train the mind in bodhicitta and live in pure view and conduct. In this way, may we be able to complete our lives without corrupting the pure wisdom of the second Buddha's teachings. It is only from the kindness of my gurus that I've met the unequaled teachings of Buddha. I dedicate all this merit so that all my greater beings, without exception, may be guided in the future by kind and holy gurus. Until samsara ends, may the teaching that benefits not be moved away by the winds of the evil superstitions. May the whole world be always filled with people who have understood and found stable faith in the true teachings. May I pass the time, day and night,
Thank
thinking and examining by what means this teaching can spread in the minds of myself and all sentient beings. And then our final dedications up on the screen. Joie divine, joie d'être l'âme sans guerre, joie d'être. Trong mong mong And offering our entire practice of today to His Holiness for His health and long life, that is offered as a light that absorbs into His heart.
Jite kande pende mal pa kale zoe sa pa yis din noi kadri so me tenzi kyo so so va dev so tuji Lord, true show.
And for Rinpoche's swift return,
Yon so zo pe to ten rim po che che dan dro pe zin chim pe wa la Nam yam chon so pe go cha chen so me che so lama so wa de
And for all of our precious gurus, of course, including Geshe Zopa.
Jetsun lame kutse rapten chin nam ka trin le cho choi ge pa dam. Lon san tempe tro me sa song gi tro we mo sel ta to ne gyo e chi.